cat pose, Majariasana. The cat pose is one of the essential poses of yoga, sometimes called cat cow. We start in the tabletop pose on all fours, so it's important to align the body, get the foundation right. So wrists are aligned under the elbows and shoulders, and they're aligned with each other. Fingers, nice to give people an opportunity to spread the fingers, middle finger forward. And knees are under the hips, and the knees are aligned, and you can just check that the lower legs and feet are aligned, so ankles aligned with the knees. Once you've got your foundation ready, you can help people just lightly draw the abdomen in and up towards the spine. If people are familiar with the gesture of the bandhas, of course you can activate the three key bandhas. But otherwise, just lightly drawing the abdomen in and up towards the spine. The sensation of tucking the chin to the chest without actually doing it, and perhaps just a light sensation of drawing the perineal area in and up. So you're in the foundation pose. The neck is aligned with the rest of the spine. And tuning into the breath, normally when cat pose is taught, we start with the in-breath and the movement rising from the base of the spine all the way up through the spine, through the neck. However, I found teaching people for the first time, it's easier for people to get the sense of the movement if you start with the exhalation. That's my own personal experience. So once people have got it, of course, by all means, you start with the in-breath in the classic way, but you'll find it helpful for some people to teach them starting with the exhalation first. So if we start with the exhalation first, then when we're ready, allow the exhalation to arise. As the exhalation arises, chin starts moving towards the chest, the mid-spine arches up, and the movement extends all the way down until the tailbone tucks under. As we inhale, feel the movement arise from the base of the spine, and vertebra by vertebra, it flows up the spine. At the very end of the movement, the chin lifts. So we continue this flowing movement with the in and out breaths. At the end of each in-breath, the tailbone and the crown of the head will be reaching upwardly. And of course, at the end of the out-breath, there's a sense of energy moving down as we arch and we create that dome effect with the spine. There are options for people who have wrist issues. One option is you can do the pose on your fists. Another useful option is to roll your yoga mat and just elevate the back of the hand with the rolled yoga mat. And just try and distribute the weight of the body, the base of the thumb, the base of the fingers, so evenly spreading it. That will often provide relief for people. Sometimes people will also use a towel or something like that. And remember, if someone really needs, they can always come onto their forearms and they can do the pose on their forearms. This is sometimes called the half cat pose. In the movements of the cat, it's great if people can feel each vertebra active in the pose. And it's useful to remind people that often several vertebrae move together, almost like a voting block. They need to regain their capacity to individually contribute to the team effect of the whole spine in movement. So bringing awareness to each of the vertebrae as we inhale and we feel the movement, like a flow of energy rising from the base of the spine all the way up. At the end of the movement, it rises up through the neck, and we'll feel it rising up through the crown of the head. As we exhale, the energy flows back downwardly, and we'll feel in response to that energy each vertebra move one at a time. If you've got a partner or a friend, a way to help people tune into this movement is to slowly run an index fingertip up the spine, just lightly up on the in-breath all the way, and on the out-breath flowing down. That is sometimes a useful teaching aid to help people tune into the movement of the spine. And of course, we do the pose as is appropriate, the number of breaths that's appropriate. There's a variation. You can take a few breaths at each end of the movement. And it is a wonderful pose that has so many benefits, giving great flexion and expansion to the spine. Excellent for, again, digestion. It's a really great way of stimulating blood flow, particularly in the abdomen, but a great pose to care for the spine, wonderful for spinal health and well-being. And you'll use it often as a warm-up practice in a class. Namaste.